Continuing our conversation on today's Lely Radio Sports page with Pleasantville graduate and current AAA baseball player Kyle Ament in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Kyle, too, you know, you look at the spring training and you mentioned that you got to participate in the big league spring training and all that. You know, from you being a kid from small town Iowa in Pleasantville, just a dot on the map compared with what some of these guys are probably used to. You know, is it a little bit of an adjustment for you that now, hey, you're starting to get, you know, recognized at a high level and you're also competing alongside with some of the best baseball players in the world?
Yeah, it's definitely, if you're not careful with it, you can get starstruck pretty easily. But the easiest way that I've kind of figured out and gone about it is we're all baseball players, we're all human, and we're all just here to live out a dream. And it's a blessing to be able to go to work and say that my job is at the baseball field. And I know that they feel the same way about it. So just constantly knowing that, yeah, like these guys make a lot of money and these guys are big names. They're also human too. And they would much rather you come up and have a conversation and that like they're a normal person than putting them up on this big pedestal and everything. Because at the end of the day, like I said, we're humans, and that's really it.
Yeah, and Kyle, you know, your time in Pleasantville and then going to community college and down after that, you know, where do you feel at in your career, or maybe it's right now, that you felt that you've had the most growth and been able to grow the most as a baseball player? Do you feel like you were a little bit of a later bloomer, or that you bloomed in college, or kind of where do you feel that that was at?
I learned a lot. I've learned so much at every level. When I was in high school, one of the biggest things I learned is I was a better pitcher than I was a hitter. And then when I went to junior college, I learned about like kind of how tough you need to be a bullpen arm, be in the back end. My coach, Coach Schulte down at Southeastern Community College, he was big on being mentally tough. And that's something that I learned from him, was just competing as hard as you can and being a competitor in everything that you do. And then I learned more pitch development, pitch design, more on the analytics, and learning kind of the new age of pitching when I got down to DBU. And that goes with pitching, but it also goes, also big thing that they preach down there is we want to teach you how to be a professional. And that's something that I feel like they've done a great job with, and they continue to do a great job with at DBU. Coach Heath and my pitching coach at the time, Coach Posey, they did a great job where they give you all the tools and they kind of help you build your plan throughout the year. But then they leave it up to you. It's like if you're willing to do it and you want to get better, then it's on you to get better. And that instills that really good work ethic and a really good sense of ownership and autonomy when you go to the next level, whether that's playing pro ball like I got the opportunity to do, or even just going into the real world, having the drive to want to constantly be better every day. And then taking that into pro ball. Pro ball has really just shown me a lot about connecting with different people at different levels, constantly learning. Like there's never a day where I haven't learned something, whether it be pitching, whether it be in the weight room or anything. So I would say kind of a late bloomer, but constantly learning. I don't think I'll ever be at a point where I've kind of found it, or I've kind of like figured it out. I think as long as you constantly learn, you're constantly figuring stuff out and everything, you never feel kind of there, I guess.
Yeah. And Kyle, you know, I'm a varsity baseball umpire here in Iowa, and then I do some like Division III stuff. And, you know, from what I've observed, it seems like pitching is just forever evolving. And, you know, it seems like the guys that are good continuously get better. And you know, your top of the guys that are at the top of the game are continuously getting better. And then pitching changes, of course, with the implementation of the pitch position with that over the years, since Major League Baseball implemented that and the college level. You know, kind of what are your thoughts on, you know, maybe the pitch clock and also just the pitching and how it's so evolving in baseball today?
Pitch clock. Well, let's start with the pitch clock. I do like it to an extent. I like it because it does create a sort of pace that you can get yourself in. And like for me, as a pitcher, I'm a throw the pitch, get the ball back, step right on the mound right away. So it does help keep me in a good pace and attempt, which is where I feel like I thrive. Now on the other side of this, where you get into like how pitching has evolved, there's from when I even when I was in high school, you have different ways to quantify metrics like fastball metrics, curveball metrics, and then you can get to facing hitters where it's like, well, this guy hits a curveball at a 120 batting average in an 0-1 and 0-2 count, but when he's in a 2-1 count, he hits it at 300. And you can honestly, to a point, you can almost get overwhelmed with the amount of numbers and the amount of metrics that you can kind of run into. But it's also really cool to see how many different ways that you can put something into data points and understand it. But I don't think there's ever going to be a point where people are like stop growing in terms of the different analytical points that you can use or anything. I think it's really cool, but I also think that you can get overwhelmed with it pretty quickly.